The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, welcome everyone to this edition of Happy Hour Practice Together. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So I'd like to invite us to start meditating together, and I will share the theme and the guidance, the particular guidance for today in our meditation. So let's arrive, as always, we always first arrive in our bodies. Embodiment. Arriving in this body, the sensations of the body in this moment in time. With this breath. Letting go for this moment of all that has come before. Turning our gaze inward to the body, taking a moment of refuge right here with this breath. This moment in time. As you turn your gaze inward and invite the body to relax and soften, see if there's something you might notice you haven't noticed before. Maybe you're really tired and you're just noticing now. Maybe you know, notice there is some perhaps tightness or tension somewhere in the body you hadn't noticed before. So greeting yourself fresh. Like greeting a dear friend, greeting this body, this heart, this mind. As if you would ask a friend you really care about, how are you? How are you really? Not so much in words, but with awareness, with mindfulness, asking. This body, this heart, how are you really? Letting it not speak in words, but in sensations. Listen deeply. And if thoughts arise and one feels, the mind feels compelled to follow them, gently, smilingly, make sure it's smiling, saying, not now, thank you. Not now, I'm giving my heart to this practice, to stay present, to cultivate wholeheartedness. Not now. And giving our wholehearted presence to the entirety of the in-breath. The beginning of the in-breath, middle of the in-breath, end of the in-breath, the entirety of it. Imagine with your mind, you're touching the entirety of this soft, fuzzy in-breath, and then entirety of the soft, fuzzy out-breath. Similar to maybe you've had the experience of either wearing something soft and fuzzy or on a pillow or someone else's sweater, something they're wearing. This tactile feeling. Ah. Touching the entirety of the in-breath. The entirety of the out-breath. The way you would enjoy the soft, maybe soft sheets. Perhaps you've had the experience, the joy, the delight of sleeping in freshly washed, clean sheets, the coolness of them. Touching them with the body, and now touching the breath. The coolness of it, the warmth of it in the body. With the same curiosity, freshness, enjoyment. Now, what if this was enough? No expectations. Nothing to accomplish, nothing to get right in this meditation. Simply to be. Simply to be. Soften the body, the heart. Simply give the heart to the breath. The entirety of the in-breath and the out-breath. And if the mind wanders gently, smilingly, not now, come back, dear, come back, mind. Very simple. This is it. Not complicated. Enough. This is enough. Whatever is happening or not happening is enough. Sufficient. Can we cradle ourselves in the sufficiency of this moment, not vying for more? Less is more. the sufficiency of this moment, this breath, this being present right here. Not in the past, future. As if the entirety of this in-breath, the width of the in-breath, the width of the out-breath, is like a long Sunday afternoon you can stretch in. Can you stretch in the entirety of this in-breath? Spread your arms in the entirety of the out-breath. The sacred pause. See if you can take a pause, stretch, soften, rest in the width of the in-breath and the out-breath. Feel nourished, softened. If the mind rushes away, begin again. Spread your arms, your legs. Stretch this next in-breath, right? This one, right here. Begin again and again. 100 times. It's okay. Keep touching the thread that is the breath, the in breath and the out breath. Remember the simile of the soft, cool sheets or the warm, fuzzy pillow. Keep touching, keep feeling the coolness, softness, warmth of the breath. And it will support you, will cradle you into the present moment. And remember, you need to give your heart wholeheartedly in order to receive the nourishment, the holding. Taking a pause, a sacred pause, as an act of care in today's fast-paced world. Pause with the breath, in breath, out breath. And as we bring this meditation period to a close, appreciating that you've showed up as best as you were able to, just as you were able to, and that's enough. That is enough, more than enough. Appreciating even one moment of cultivation of presence, ease, attention. And may our practice be a support for ease, for nourishing, for nourishment, for freedom of ourselves, and support all beings everywhere in ways we cannot fathom. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thank you for your practice. So in today's fast-paced world, so many of us, I don't want to say all of us, but so many of us run ragged, tired, overstimulated, overwhelmed, and taking a pause, a sacred pause, is not a selfish act. It's an act of kindness to ourselves. It's an act of kindness to others, because when we are more present and nourished, then we can access our ease and peace more readily when we interact with others. So it's a beautiful gift that we give to ourselves and others. And the invitation tonight, again, we start with the body, feeling the body, and then feeling the breath. I had some invitations for you to feel. You conjure up the feeling of, if you have a soft, fuzzy pillow or sweater or cool sheets, this sensory perception of coolness, warmth, this pleasantness, this pleasure, because meditation is supposed to be pleasant. It's not supposed to be hard or painful. So conjuring that up, and I invited you to feel into the breath, the entirety of the in-breath, out-breath. And as if it was a long Sunday afternoon, you could stretch in and just rest, conjure up, bringing up all these metaphors intentionally. So there is a physical sense of resting in the width of this moment, and the moment really is long enough, believe me. And conjuring up this idea of a sacred pause. So that was the entirety of this self-care, or rather care practice, because it's not just care for others, but care for ourselves, but also care for others in the way that we show up. And I want to invite you to feel into, and actually we'll do something a little different. I want to invite you, if you would think of a word that maybe has come up for you as you've practiced tonight. Maybe one word that's coming up now that wasn't present before. Maybe, I'll give you my word that's coming up as I feel into my body. My body feels more filled out. Yeah, that's it. That's the word. That's actually two words, right? Filled out. I feel more filled out after this practice. So if you want to put your word in the chat, I just open chat. I'd like to read them out loud. It'll be a tapestry. Soft. Thank you. And as I read the words, let them wash over you. See if you can feel into the world. Yeah, I feel soft. Yeah. Relief. Yeah. Easeful. Clear. Enough. someone sent to me. Free, relaxed, generous. Butterfly stretch, I love that. Relaxed, release, centered, comfortable, straining, not doing it right. You're smiling, giving me a smiley there. Straining, you're straining. Okay, can you relax into the straining there? It's okay, I'm straining. All right, relax, soften. See what that gives, or accepting the straining. Yeah, I see you're nodding. Yeah, great. Open, flowing, confident, fresh and cool. Allow. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing your reflections, everyone. What a beautiful tapestry we've built together. So taking however you're feeling, whether it's allowing fresh, cool, observing whether how whatever is arising, and there's no right or wrong. Straining, can you be okay with the straining? Relax into that, and take this into the small groups and show up in this way with one another. Because can you continue this instead of just putting your social face on or the body tightening up? Can it still be soft and filled out and relaxed and not care what people think of you? Like, just not care. This is a space, a practice to show up soft, filled out. See if words fall, come from your mouth. Exploring, again, you can close your eyes and explore for your own sake. And it doesn't matter what comes out of your mouth. Just it's a sense of presence. Can you be present authentically in this hopefully slightly different way, more filled out way with others? And if it gets all jumbled up, it's okay. Gets jumbled up, not a problem. Experience that. Observe that. Be aware of that. See what you can learn. See what you can learn about how in a social situation, perhaps you freeze up and, you know, something different, and that ease kind of goes away. Can that ease still be there? Can there be like, yeah, these are fellow practitioners. We're all figuring this out together. We're not, nobody's judging anyone. Just show up, show up, show up and see words come. You can say pass. It's all good. But just show up. Maybe silence. Maybe you just hang out silently in the breakout room together. It's all good. Let's go reverse alphabetical order. If you want to say anything, you can also be silent. Just show up with ease in a, with other human beings. See what magic might happen. And with that, I'm going to create the breakout rooms now. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to one another. And yeah, here we go. Both in the practice and maybe in small groups. Jerry.
I was the one that put generous in the chat, and I really liked the idea. I remember I was with one of your, I think the retreat on death, and the advice you gave me one-on-one was, Jerry, just get out of your head, stay in your body, and get into nature. I was very generous tonight. I thought, oh, here we go again. It's perfect what I need. And as I iced my knee, because I had a brief fall. And
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So it seems okay. But anyway, but it was just like, it was so generous and it allowed me to just calm myself. So thanks a bunch. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for sharing this, Jerry. It touches me to be generous with yourself and allow yourself to calm yourself. A beauty in how we can be generous with ourselves in this way, and how often we're not. We're just, you know, we're tight with time, with resources, just with ourselves. So thanks for sharing that generosity with yourself and with us. Yeah. Oh, hope your knee feels better, Jerry. Corey.
Thank you, Nikki. I just wanted to share a little bit about this whole business with the breath. I was reflecting in the group, and there was some commonality with this. But I think that there was a long period of time in my meditation practice where I was thinking about following the breath before I actually really was following the breath. And once I made that shift from the conceptual, intellectual thinking about following the breath and went directly into being able to follow the breath, which in my experience is a wordless experience. And it has been able to really make that honest shift of following the breath, which has been able to interrupt that like mental rumination, which is where all the kind of like magic happens, that feeling of being open and calm and all of that. But I was like, wow, there's a really long time where I was thinking about doing it and not actually doing it. So I just wanted to share that for whatever that's worth.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for sharing this, Corey. And what you're sharing is part of the steps of being a practitioner. And you shared it so eloquently and may be of benefit to everyone here on this and this practice call. At first, we hear the instructions and we think it's more like we're thinking or we're thinking about the breath or it takes a while to actually feel the breath, really follow the breath, like sense the breath. That's why us teachers, we keep talking about feel the breath, sense the breath, follow. You know, like it's more visceral, as you were saying. It's wordless, it's thoughtless. And tonight, the invitations I was giving, really trying to invite people, is this visceral feeling of touching things. Like, how can you feel the breath, touch the entirety of the breath, following it in the body, the sensations, not the idea of the breath, like one, two, like, so it's exactly that. It's that. And when that really lights up, like, whoa, we're not in Kansas anymore. It's just like it's like Dorothy is in a completely different land. Like something else arises, as you were saying, that stability, calm, nourishment. That I'm highlighting what you beautifully said. Thank you, Corey. Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Just that what it really showed me is how easy it is to live a life in the world of concepts, and how it takes a conscious, intentional shift to really align with direct experience. So thank you.
Well said. Thanks, Corey. Thanks so much for that beautiful reflection. Yeah, other reflections. What arose? What did not arise? Anything that worked or didn't work? Any complaints? Bring it on. Let's discuss, friends. Open it up, Colin.
Yeah, I think I don't know if the question relates, but first of all, I'm glad I skipped the NBA finals for this. I wouldn't regret it, but I was curious, when I first started practicing most of my life, it was like very intense and like focusing really intensely on the breath, and there was not much relaxation. So when I came across like IMC and stuff, you guys really taught me how to like relax. I mean, it's like a whole different way of meditation. But I feel like I lost like a sharpness I used to have when I was really in tune with the breath. But I don't think it's a sustainable way of practicing, right? To like be so intense. It's just not. I mean, my experience has been it hasn't been. So I guess I'm curious, like I kind of like relaxing more, it like changed my life, but I also miss like the sharpness I had whenever I was like practicing more intensely, if that makes sense. I don't know if this question makes sense, but
It
like,
absolutely makes sense. I'm with you. I know what you're talking about, and I'm gonna make some invitations for you.
okay. So yeah, I guess my intuitive thought on it is like, oh, you're gonna fine tune it as you go along, But I wondered if you had any reflections.
Yeah, that's great, Colin. So appreciate you making this distinction because, again, for many of us, when we start the practice, we bring the same intensity that we have in our worldly affairs into our meditation. Just, or maybe I'll say the same, some of the same bad habits of right. We bring it into the practice, and it takes and the practice shows us the way. It's like, no, sweetie, you're not going to go anywhere, get anywhere if you try to white knuckle it and tighten it and like grasp, like, yeah. So it just shows us, right? So the ease, really, learning how to both be relaxed and be alert. Relax, and that relaxness is not like, oh yeah, yada yada, whatever, I'm not paying attention. It's not that either. And I know you're not saying that. I'm just making the distinction. So really, the relaxed and aware, relaxed presence, and that sharpness that you quote unquote are missing, that's a different dimension. That's the dimension of clarity, right? So you can be relaxed and the mind can have a sense of clarity and presence. So both of those at the same time. Does that make sense, Colin?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I guess my thing was like that. I'm just wondering, is that going to come back? You know what I mean? Like, 'cause I feel like for so long now, I just haven't been able to really get a good sense of concentration because I needed like a shift into relaxation.
Right. Yeah,
But
yeah,
I
yeah.
was
Yeah.
so far over here. I needed to
Yeah.
go over here.
Yeah,
I
yeah. Okay, now I know what you're talking about. So that quote unquote concentration you were having when you were holding it really, really tight and you can hold it together for a little while and it works and it works and then it falls apart because you're exhausted. That, right. So that is absolutely that not the holding it so hard together, but the clarity, the beauty, the depth, that absolutely is accessible and even more so, much more sustainable through practice of ease. Absolutely.
Sounds great. I hope
Yeah.
so. And
That's how I like to teach concentration, samadhi, and jhanas is through the ease factor. So
gotcha. Well, thank you. Thanks.
you're welcome. Great. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're happy about skipping that other thing. And I'm seeing all the hearts that you're getting. That's very sweet. Appreciation. Thank you. Thanks, Colin. Richard.
I took your meditation instructions tonight as permission to associate our breathing with what we're feeling. Emotions as much as physical sensations. And I thought that was wonderful. I mean, whether or not you meant it or not, I mean, I think it's a lot more meaningful to me than a sort of a concentration exercise.
So help me understand how you interpreted it when you said emotions and feelings,
Well,
Richard.
how I feel, I mean, how I feel about myself, the world, am I happy?
So what did you do? So when you took my instruction, I'm curious, let's unpack it if you're up for it. So I'm telling you, when I was inviting you to be with the entirety of the in-breath, like really feel it, what did you do with the entirety of the in-breath? Tell me.
Well, I follow the entirety of the in-breath, but I didn't think, when I started, I'm comparing this to like a decade ago when I was tight, as you would say, when I was following the breath as an exercise, like you go to the gym or something. But now it's more of I treat it more as a heart opening experience.
That's what you mean. Okay, now I'm following you. Yeah. I love the heart opening. What I think I'm hearing, and I'm still trying to track you, which is why I was asking you, Richard, walk me through this. It's like the way Upandita, this is the Upandita style. Like, tell me moment to moment to moment, mind moment. What were you doing exactly? So that so that I can track you. And I think, and I'm not quite tracked because you didn't report that way. You didn't report moment to moment return, but the way you reported is a different relationship with the breath, which is not this like, oh, trying to grab it, like, oh, fixing it, like, oh, holding on to it. But it's more like, oh, relating to the breath, more from a heart space. That's what I got from what you said.
When I do the Brahmaviharas,
Yeah.
every time it's, I mean, I love doing the phrases, but I do breathing at the same time, and I associate, breathing in joy and shutting
Yeah,
out joy.
beautiful. Okay, now I'm following you. Beautiful. Keep doing what you're doing. That's great. That's awesome. Thanks, Richard. That's lovely. That's lovely. Thank you. That's great. Ah, well, we have come to the end of our time together. Thank you all for your practice, for skipping, those of you who skip that thing that's happening right now and coming to the Sangha to practice together. May our practice be a cause and condition for freedom, for joy, for liberation of ourselves and all beings everywhere. Ding, ding, ding. And I am going to invite you all to unmute for our cacophonous goodbye. Thanks, everyone. Good night, everybody.
Thanks,
Nadine.
everyone.
Night.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, everyone.
Night.
Well,
Thank you.
everyone.
Night.
Thank you.
Thanks, beautiful people. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.